It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Hey, it's time to pack, man. Nearly every day seems to bring another set of rumors about the jumbled state of college athletics conferences. And today's hot story suggests that more impending doom is headed for the Pac-12 conference. The buzzards are circling once again as the athletic conference kingpin of the Pacific Coast fights to stay alive. The University of Southern California, which has 49,000 students at this private research university in Los Angeles, recently signed up to move to the Big Ten Conference in 2024, and so did their longtime crosstown public school rivals at UCLA. With 47,000 students of their own, UCLA has become, pardon my pun, a political football. Yes, politicians are threatening to fumble the football for UCLA. After the school's announcement to leave the Pac-12 and move into the Big Ten Conference in 2024, California's governor and presidential wannabe, Gavin Newsom, is giving the media his version of Lee Corso's famous line,
"Not so fast!"
and ditto for the Board of Regents. The rhetoric, as usual in politics, sounds serious. One of these regents, John Perez, recently said, quote, "All options are on the table." Yeah, right. Let me translate for you. We want to make sure that the University of California in Berkeley, near San Francisco, also receives an offer to move to the Big Ten, too. The Big Ten Conference is quickly becoming big, bad, and nationwide. After a previous expansion gobbled up East Coast schools like Rutgers in New Jersey and the University of Maryland to go along with nearby Penn State in Pennsylvania, the Big Ten-ticles Conference surprised many sports fans recently by announcing that USC and UCLA would be coming on board beginning in 2024. That means the Pac-12 conference minus 2 equals just 10 schools remaining. The earthquake out west is just beginning. The University of Oregon was not very happy about being left out of that moving party, and the Ducks have a legitimate right to gripe. Oregon has been the lone Pac-12 participant in the college football playoffs since that system started 8 years ago back in 2014. By comparison, the SEC has placed 10 teams into the four-team postseason field during the same period. The Pac-12 conference has been fading quickly from major sports relevance for more than a decade, and it's not just in football either. Think quickly. What was the last Pac-12 team to win the NCAA men's basketball Final Four? I'll answer it for you. It was Arizona back in 1997, and that was 25 years ago. Being in the Pac-12 conference also means that your team is unlikely to be followed as much as other teams around the country who are positioned in the Eastern and Central time zones. With a 7 p.m. Pacific time kickoff for a college football game out west, that translates into a very sleepy 10 p.m. start on the East Coast. Only college football insomniacs and bettors and college alumni are up watching late games after getting through three other football games preceding that every Saturday during the fall. The truth is that the Pac-12 conference has been less competitive in football than the SEC, the Big Ten, Big 12, and the ACC. The Pac-12 conference television ratings are also the weakest of the bunch, too. So why would the Big Ten Conference throw out a life preserver to UCLA and USC and potentially a few other Pac-12 schools too? Of course, money! By snagging the number two U.S. television market in Los Angeles, the Big Ten Conference is likely planning to do some shopping for other teams in large TV markets as well. So let's take a look around now at the Pac-12 Conference and look at the largest TV markets for each school. The number two TV market is Los Angeles, and with UCLA and USC, they already got them. Then it's number six. In San Francisco, Oakland, and San Jose TV market, you have both Cal Berkeley and Stanford, who's located in Palo Alto. Then in number 11 TV market, Phoenix, you have Arizona State University in nearby Tempe. The number 12 TV market, Seattle-Tacoma, features the University of Washington. The number 16 TV market in Denver features the University of Colorado in nearby Boulder. The number 21 TV market is Portland, which is actually closer to Oregon State in Corvallis than it is to the University of Oregon in Eugene. The number 30 TV market is in Salt Lake City, which is the home of the University of Utah. At number 64 in TV markets, it's Tucson, Arizona, which is the home of the University of Arizona. And at number 66, it's Spokane, which is the nearby home of Washington State University in Pullman. Now, based on the rankings of television market size alone, the Big Ten Conference is most likely to select just one of those San Francisco area universities, either Stanford or Cal. And I could envision the Big Ten also selecting the University of Washington to wrap up that number 12 Seattle TV market with yet another pick. As for number 11 TV market Phoenix, Arizona State is located within the metro area, while the intrastate rival at the University of Arizona is 110 miles to the southeast in the number 64 TV market in Tucson. I think that Big Ten will take Arizona State and leave the University of Arizona twisting in the wind. In summary, I believe the four next schools to be poached by the Big Ten will be number one, either Stanford or the University of California, Berkeley, one of them, but not both. Number two, the University of Washington. Number three, Arizona State. And number four, it's okay, Ducks, you can relax, the University of Oregon. Though California Governor Gavin Newsom and the state school system will lobby very hard for the Big Ten to take Cal Berkeley, the expanding Big Ten conference should say no thank you. If the Big Ten rejects Cal, it is possible that UCLA might have the rug pulled out from under it by the uppity California political class. Let's just hope not. Since the Big Ten Conference is an athletics conference, let's review some of the very sobering sports facts about those lowly California Golden Bears from Berkeley. This school has been a sports dud for decades. The last time Cal played in the Rose Bowl was 64 years ago, back in 1958. And after legendary men's basketball coach Pete Newell led Cal's men's basketball program to a NCAA championship game in both 1959, where they won it all, and in 1960, a runner-up finish, the Hoops team has not returned to the Final Four since then. Cal is irrelevant in most major sports. So if the Big Ten should select Cal, you know it's for money. The Oregon Ducks have built a national brand with their consistently good football program over the last few decades. The Big Ten Conference, though, can afford to be choosy. The Big Ten is likely running their internal calculations based on the incremental national advertising dollars associated with each Pac-12 team's brand over the incremental value associated with that school's recent athletic accomplishments. And Oregon is far from a slam dunk to enter the Big Ten based on those calculations. America wants Oregon to be included in the party, though, and I think they're going to make the cut, but just barely. So, what's going to happen with the remaining six teams in the Pac-12 which are not invited to join the Big Ten? Cal, University of Colorado, University of Arizona, Oregon State, Utah, and Washington State. Is the Big 12 conference an option for some or all of them? The Big 12 will soon be losing both the University of Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC no later than 2025. It's already announced that there will be the addition of four teams in 2024, the University of Houston, Brigham Young, Cincinnati, and Central Florida, to return that conference back to its original 12 permanent members. Now, just like the SEC and the Big Ten Conference have been doing, the Big 12 Conference is giving itself a little room to grow. The Big 12 was the longtime former home of the University of Colorado. I think the Buffs could easily return to the Big 12 rather than being left stranded with the remnants of the Pac-12 conference. The Big 12 would also be a good geographic fit for the University of Arizona in Tucson as well. And as for Utah, the Utes would be a big plus for the Big 12. There is one sticking point about Utah joining that expanded Big 12 conference, though. The Utes would be renewing their rivalry with Brigham Young. You see, these two teams just don't like each other. Their annual football game is called the Holy War, as both schools usually have a majority of players who are of a Mormon background. They have played football against each other, though, nearly every season since 1896. But would Utah want to compete in the same athletics conference against BYU? That's a tough question. I can see the Big 12 Conference adding no more than four teams, though, from the rapidly dissipating Pac-12. So I'm going to count Colorado and Arizona as in, and I'll put down Utah as likely. So why wouldn't the Big 12 Conference take all of those remaining Pac-12 teams? The Big 12 would be wise to reserve a few slots in the event that a few desirable Atlantic Coast Conference teams, the ACC, should need a home soon. An expected henhouse raid of the ACC by the Big Ten Conference and the SEC could be materializing soon. And as stated on the SwampSwamiSports.com website last month, the Big Ten Conference desperately wants to add Notre Dame, which is currently in the ACC for every sport except football. The Big Ten might even reach out to take the ACC's Miami Hurricanes, too. And that would add several large Florida television markets into that prized TV portfolio of the expanding Big Ten. Meanwhile, the SEC may be setting its traps to secure North Carolina, Virginia Tech, Clemson, and perhaps Florida State from the ACC. All of those schools would make terrific regional additions to the SEC. So if the ACC fractures, as the Pac-12 seems to be doing just right now, the Big 12 Conference would be very smart to leave a few slots open to absorb a few of these stranded ACC member schools. Teams like Pitt and Louisville, Georgia Tech, Virginia, Wake Forest might need a home, and they would be a much better geographic fit for the expanded Big 12 Conference than Oregon State and Washington State and some of the others from the Pac-12 Conference. Now, if the remaining Pac-12 schools eventually do want a new conference home, the Mountain West Conference remains their best current bet. The Mountain West currently features 11 member schools and would roll out that proverbial red carpet for any former Pac-12 universities. For many years, the college conference landscape has featured five major conferences: the ACC, the SEC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, and the Pac-12. It's quickly narrowing to just two or three giant conferences right now. College athletics, for better or for worse, are rapidly changing, and we're going to soon say farewell to the Pac-12 conference. It's time to Pac-Man. I'm Swamp Swami. Hit the road.
Say, hit the road.